What's going on, everyone? My name is Abdul Ali, and you are now tuned into Brama Sports, sports anywhere, anytime, only on kpcradio.com. And with that being said, we have a very special guest today on our show. She's the captain for soccer, Diana Salonga. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let's get right into it. At what age did you start playing soccer?
I actually started playing when I was about 6 and a half. I was playing AYSO for little leagues in at the park, but never really got into super competitive sports until high school.
Got it. And so you weren't really competitive with soccer when you were young, or you just did it for fun?
Well, yeah, I guess it was competitive, but you know, there was just like, it was 8-year-olds just messing around. But then once I got to high school, it's like, oh, you play for something, you play for a championship.
Definitely. So did you play all throughout your, like, when you were a kid until you got to high school, or was it just like on and off?
I actually played continuously. I think there was only maybe 1 or 2 year. No, I think only 1 year from like when I was 7 to 8 that I didn't play, but besides that, I've been playing ever since.
And did you, like, love it at an early age, or did you learn to love it, like, in high school and stuff?
I honestly do think I loved it immediately. I never once had, like, a moment of, oh, I don't want to play this anymore. I just thought, like, I don't know, it was something that was fun to me. Didn't seem like a chore, like, oh, I have to go to practice, so.
Yeah. It was a fun thing as a kid, I guess. Mm-hmm. And that's what, for most people, really, most athletes that I kind of interview, they tell me that they started early and that it was always fun. But that's interesting that you took a year off. Do you remember what it was for?
I think my mom didn't sign me up.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So did you notice, like, at what age did you notice that you were, like, kind of better than everybody else, or that you were pretty good?
Okay. I'm not better than anyone.
You're not. You're the captain of the defense.
That doesn't mean I'm the best, man. We have some ballers on our team. You have to go watch us play.
Yeah.
But I think, honestly, like, me being a captain was more having to do with my leadership role on the team. And, like, during high school, I was in leadership classes all throughout, ever since middle school, actually. And I was, like, the class president all 4 years, and then student body president at Lawrence. So then just like when I came here, I just like helped out my coach trying to get everything right for him.
Yeah.
So that he doesn't have to deal with a lot of things. So I would like be the liaison between my teammates and the coaching staff.
So what exactly does it mean to be a leader on this team? Like, what do you have to do that maybe other teammates don't really have to do?
Responsibility wise, like for example, there's two other captains, and then so we always go back and forth deciding what jerseys we'll wear for the next game.
Oh, so you guys get to decide the jerseys?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Away games, we have to wear the white jersey, but we can decide any shorts or socks. And then home, we have to wear dark colors. And we have 3 jerseys, actually. Well, technically, we had 4. For the month of October, we had our pink jerseys, too. So we just have a whole bunch of options. And besides that, what else we do besides the other players? For example, yeah, I would say just keep going back and forth with the coaching staff, or like say if something's wrong, it would always like, not that it would fall back on us, but we have to take responsibility for et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. So you said you were already in leadership classes and all that good stuff. So would you say it's natural for you to just be in this position right now?
Yeah, I guess so. It's not like I'm trying to be a leader. It's because kind of, I don't know, it just happened.
It just happened?
Yeah.
And what was it like playing for your high school? Like, how would you describe that as opposed to playing for peers?
Well, super different. I played for Chatsworth High School, and just the environment of, I think, just high school soccer in general compared to college soccer, especially Pierce College soccer. I'll get into that in a second.
Yeah.
It was a huge switch, especially, like, from the coaching staff. I think it was way more laid back in high school. It was, like I said before, it's competitive, but in a sense, it was more fun.
Mm-hmm.
But for Pierce College soccer, we hold a lot of records, and we're held to like a really high standard that there's a lot of pressure here.
Yeah.
So it is definitely fun, don't get me wrong, but it's
different. It's more pressure here.
Yeah.
And I would think that that's how it is anytime that you move up from a high school sport, or even younger than that, to the next level.
Yeah.
So
cuz that is also what I thought from like going from my playing at the park to going to high school. I was going like, okay, school, then it's competitive. Then I came here and I was like, oh, shoot.
Yeah. Just the fact that you made it onto your high school team and then you made it onto your peers' team should show that you are actually pretty good and you are better than other people. But we'll move on. So any favorite memories from playing in high school?
Maybe my favorite memories, honestly, weren't really on the field. They were more of hanging out with my teammates. And that's what I'll miss most this year because it's my second year. It's my last year of playing. Yeah. And I've seen these girls every single day will either practice or have a game Monday through Friday. And it's just like seeing their faces and having like a routine. That's what I'll miss. But my favorite memory overall in high school, we made it to championships. We lost, but
you made it to the championship.
It was a cool experience.
How was that? How was making it to the championship? How was your run up to that point? What was it like?
Honestly, okay, the games prior to that, they were easy ka-cheesy, but man, that final game, they were out to get us because that team, they were 19-1 their whole season, and that one was actually against us during preseason, so it was like their revenge game. Yeah.
And what was your record? Do you remember?
Oh, I have no idea.
You don't remember?
No, that was my junior year in high school.
Yeah, so moving on to like peers, what parts of your game do you think you've developed throughout these last 2 years?
Me personally?
Yeah, you personally.
Well, like for example, just this year alone, I think I finally found what position I like to stay in. So, for example, this year I started off as a center midfielder.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of running.
Definitely, any midfield.
Yeah.
There's lots of running.
And so I went back to like a center defender.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it way more. I get to see the field, and I like to, like, as my leadership qualities come out, I like to not yell at my teammates, but, you know, guide them, like, okay, let's get up now, let's shift this way, go that way, because, like, I have a better view of the field like the goalie does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like, easier for me to feel like I'm in, not in control, but in position.
Definitely. In order to communicate. Do you think you're one of the best communicators on the team?
Probably. Communicators, yeah, I think I'm one of the ones that are always yelling, or one of the only ones that are always yelling.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so take me through this season a little bit. You guys started off, correct me if I'm wrong, but 1-3?
1-3? No.
What was your first four games?
Our first four games, I know we tied.
Not including preseason, though.
Oh, you mean just conference?
Yeah.
So we were 3-1.
3-1. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because I have here that you guys were down 0-3 against Ventura, and then you went into a 6-game win streak after that.
Oh, okay. So that was so conference is just our like immediate type of little group that we play in.
Yeah.
But those are season games. Those are just, like, regular season games. We don't really call it preseason.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we were – well, in the very beginning, we started off not losing, but we were kind of tying. And then, I don't know, our record wasn't – we didn't have, like, a huge gap from our wins to our losses or ties. So it was all kind of even at some point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Ventura game was definitely the turning point. We were down 3-0 at halftime, and we actually had the option of winning the game before even playing it because their entire team forgot their jerseys.
Oh,
so
wow.
Technically they had to forfeit, but
what did they play in?
In regular pennies, so it was just like little like see-through blue things that go over their thing.
Yeah.
Their warm-up shirts. It was a little hard, and yeah, I can see why it's not fair because we weren't able to see their numbers. So, you know, like if we wanted to strategize, like, oh, mark number 3, or
yeah,
if we knew ahead of time, oh, this person's a really good player, we had no idea who they were.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was crazy, honestly. I remember at halftime, my coach like said, like, yeah, we can come back, but it's gonna be really hard to, and I don't know that. All of a sudden, it just clicked in us, and we just scored four goals in a row, and it was amazing. And ever since then, yeah, we had, like, a 6-game winning streak.
Yeah, and then you won 8 of your next 9, so that's pretty impressive. How key was it for you guys to hold up defensively during that stretch? I don't think you guys were giving up many goals.
Oh, yeah. It was honestly really nerve-wracking because I don't know how to explain it. Even when we would be up, like, say, for example, 4-0, just trying to, like, get a shutout out of it, it's always, I don't know how to explain it, because I play defense,
yeah.
And to keep them off of our side of the field.
It's a pride type of thing? You don't want to let them score?
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, I know if my forwards are working hard, I don't want to be the one to let them down and let a goal in.
Yeah. So, 2 out of your 5 losses were to Santa Monica?
Yes.
So, could you expand on how good that team is exactly?
Because
they were number one in your
Yeah, they
division,
won conference
right? in the
this
conference,
year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they did last year as well. How good they were.
Or how tough of a matchup is it for Pierce Cup, for you guys?
I feel like, in all honesty, even though, yes, we did lose both times, I would say that they're maybe not our match, but they're the ones that give us the most competition where you would actually see us playing like a regular game, so we wouldn't just be dominating 8-0 and we're kind of just like relaxing. But the games were intense, and they were able to put more goals away than we were.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, and then so they won.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean they were a pretty good team. They had a really good record. But besides that, so how has it been to play with All-State players? Because you have a couple All-State players on your team.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, I watch my teammates play, even when I'm on the field, and I'm amazed. Like, I don't know. I adore them so much, and they're so humble.
Yeah.
It's honestly amazing. I never really had teammates like that in high school, where it was just like, oh, okay, they have the ball, like, it's over, like, they're gonna
score.
But it's definitely still a team effort, you know, to try and get it from point A to point B. But
definitely,
yeah,
that's not, I mean, in all sports, I think it really is mostly a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
So how has the coaching staff been throughout these last 2 years for you playing here, and what would you say has been the most influential? Who would you say has been the most influential to you, on the pitch? Yeah.
Okay. Well, compared to all my other coaching staffs, this one was definitely more. Well, like I said, it's a college team, so it's more. I wouldn't say serious. I guess you could say serious.
Yeah.
But. My coaching staff in high school was more kind of friendly and fun, like, oh, yes, we'll kind of mess around in high school. But I think every single practice this year, we were always reminded, like, this is what we're playing for. This is our next game. We can't mess around. So it was more, it's very professional there. That's the word I would say.
Really professional. Mm-hmm. So did that make you, I guess, more into a professional type of person, would you say? Or
I think I definitely developed as a person from high school to now.
Mm-hmm.
And
did soccer have a big role in that?
I think so, since it made me have more responsibility. So in order for me to keep up with everything, especially in order to play, you have to be eligible. There's, like, certain requirements, especially to play your second year. You have to keep up with grades and all that. It made me...
That's tough, yeah.
Yeah, it made me... How do I put it? I don't know, get my act straight, I guess. So since then, I got like a 4.0, and I was able to, yeah, I guess I just juggle more, and it showed me like how to work for something, because like in high school, it was just, everything was kind of easygoing, and then here it's like, oh no.
Yeah, it's
more
serious.
You have to put in the work to get this result.
It's more of a, I guess you could say, a grind than it was, mm-hmm. would be in high school. So, would you give the credit to your entire coaching staff, or is there any, like, individual person?
Well, from last year to this year, we only had two of the same coaches, our mm-hmm. head coach Adolfo Perez and assistant coach Willie Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
I would give credit to Adolfo, our head coach, for showing not just me, but all the girls, like, what it means to be held accountable. Like, for example, if you're missing practice, if you're late, it's not, nothing is ever, oh, it's okay. It's like, oh, why are you late? This is it. So it makes you not want to be late the next time, or else you'll, unless you really have a good reason why,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera. and Willie Diaz taught me a lot about how to work on my skill. I never had a coach focus so much on like more technical aspects, because like I said, everything else was more chill and relaxed.
Yeah, so you would say he really helped you hone in certain skills. What kind of skills would you say?
I don't know about if I would say...
For like the really big soccer fans.
Not like a certain like move or anything, but just like how to work together as a team, or how to like say transition from this to this, or or like he would help me start in my new position as a center defender. Like we would practice on it at practice.
So with this being your last season, any favorite memories from Pierce?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. Last year, my team and I would just always be in the locker room, just having a good time. I don't know. That's like my main memory, what I'll always remember. But I think, playing wise,
anything. It could be, you know, you and your teammates in the locker room, how that celebration was, or playing wise, or both. You can tell me both.
Well, I like every single away game, we would always go out to eat together. I think that was like a really good experience to have. And
did it help you guys bond together more?
Yeah, it was. That's what the point of it was for. And so that's mainly because when we're at practice, yeah, we can talk to each other, but it's like you can't exactly, you know, have a conversation. You're focused on putting in work right now. But when we're after the game, after what happened, if we won or lost, we can just like sit together, eat, and then just.
And do you think that helps you guys play at a higher level?
Bonding together?
Yeah, like if you guys, you know, are more comfortable with each other?
Yeah, definitely. I think we have, ever since, last year and this year, we had a really good bond on the team. Everyone gets along. I don't see any, like, problems like, oh, I can't talk to this girl or anything like that. So it's cool, you know, especially, it never happened to me, but for example, if you don't like this girl, you might not be passing to her during a game or during practice or something.
So that really happens.
Yes and no. It didn't happen for us. Well, not that I think so, but...
But has that ever happened? Have you ever seen that happen?
I saw that in high school, yeah.
Really?
With the girls,
They wouldn't pass each other.
Or they would, like, go a little too physical with one another, but... No, everything's fine.
Would they do that during the game or no? Not during the game.
No, because we wouldn't really be going up against your player. But, like, say if during practice where we pick two teams and then you're going up against one another, so then that's where...
But, like, if both these girls are in the game and they don't like each other, in the actual, like, real game, would they not pass to each other, even though it was a right pass to make?
I think I've only noticed that, like, once or twice.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, but she was wide open. Maybe it was just...
Maybe she just...
Maybe she just didn't want to pass, but...
That's
know.
Funny. I've never heard of that, ever. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So... You kind of gave me your favorite memory off the pitch, so do you have one for, like, on the field, on, you know, actual game, one of your favorite memories, one of your favorite games?
The Ventura game, that comeback, is definitely going to be one that I do remember.
Really?
Yeah, it was intense. Oh, and the game that we just had yesterday.
I was just about to ask you that, yeah. Mm-hmm. So how was that game? How was it after you guys won? It was 1-0, right?
Yeah, it was our first playoff game. We played a team that was ranked higher than us. But in all of Pierce history, they have never beat us. So that was another record that we had to keep on. So there was a lot of pressure going in because...
Wow, so they never beat you and they were ranked higher than you.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because they actually beat Santa Monica.
Oh, wow.
I don't exactly know how. But going into that environment of... Because since it was at their place, for one, they have a beautiful turf field.
Yeah.
And... They switched our game last minute to be played on their rough grass field because it wasn't even grass, honestly. It was like cement. The dirt was just like...
That's awful.
Oh, yeah. Because they think that they had an advantage against us. They've only played one other game on that field, and that was against Santa Monica, which is...
And how did that affect the game? Could you still put your cleats on? Were your cleats still on?
Yeah, it was, honestly, once you fell, you were scratched up easily. I slipped once I took a free kick, and the ball would bounce, like, crazy, you know, like, after, say, if the goalie hits it, one bounce, it's, like, way over us, so that it was hard to trap the ball for even when the ball was on the floor. But
that
game was honestly intense. It was a great game. I have to give it to them. They came out hard, but at the end of the day,
how was that? How was coming out on top? How was taking the playoff victory?
It was amazing. I was like super happy. I was going in a little too confident, maybe.
Yeah.
I was telling my teammates that we did not put ourselves through like this mental and physical state for so long to lose to this team.
Definitely.
For the first time in 18 years. So
you guys came out with the win.
Yep.
So when's your next game?
My next game is actually tomorrow, 11 o'clock at Cerritos.
Tomorrow, 11 o'clock at Cerritos. That's a playoff game, right?
Mm-hmm. They're actually ranked first in the country, so.
That's going to be.
But honestly, I think I have hope in our team. I feel like we could get a result out of this game tomorrow.
Definitely. That's going to be a fun game to watch. Everyone should go check that out. Well, again, thank you so much for being on the show, Diana.
It's been a pleasure.
For everyone watching, you can find her on Twitter and Instagram at Diana Salonga _ for Twitter. And for Instagram, there's no underscore.
No underscore.
Again, it's been a pleasure. Thank you a lot. I've been your host, Abdul Ali. You've been listening to Brama Sports, Sports Anywhere, Anytime, only on kpcradio.com.